Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool, pouring yourself a cup of coffee, and joining the conversation. Coffee and Capitalism Radio brings you exclusive interviews and distinct content from leaders who drive our economy, from CEOs to small business owners to mentors. Coffee and Capitalism is a leader in innovation, ideas, and inspiration. Coffee and Capitalism is about making money and giving back, learning the fine art of balancing work and family life, all while prioritizing your time. Let's face it, folks, if you've got a mortgage, a car payment, a student loan, your life is a business and you have to learn how to cash flow. Well, Coffee and Capitalism is a place for you. On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we talk with Mark Lancaster with Permian Production Equipment. He explains how his technology works in the energy industry and their origin of the company. Plus, Stephen Robbins has found a niche in business and involves sales and business development. Stephen Robbins with Royal Creek Consulting a little later on in the program. And then we have an outstanding story about a gentleman out in the Bakken oil field who was in the marketing industry and found a way for coffee, Roughneck Coffee. Jeff Zarling a little later on in the program with Roughneck Coffee. And then Kids in Capitalism's Otis, multimedia kidpreneur Otis. He talks with Blue Weber with Art Nest and Tony Moss with Continental Resources. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch Coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch Coaching.
I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, and I saw him come into his own where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished, and it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Mark Lancaster with Permian Production Equipment. I just read a headline the other day where Texas is talking about even doing some more flaring just because of the increase in production. Talk to me a little bit about more specifically how you guys can help reduce some of these flaring issues that are happening in the oil and gas world.
Well, most of the reason why the company's flaring is because the pressure builds up too much in the well and that restricts oil production. So if they go and invent the gas to atmosphere or flare it, now they can lower the pressure in that specific well to where that they can increase their production. And so what we do is we simply take that pressure and we move it and push it to a different place. You know, so instead of having maybe 10 wells that are flaring, you can send all of that gas to one specific place and then you just flare from that one specific location. As opposed to flaring from multiple areas, you know, or even capture the gas for now that you can actually sell it, you know. But up in the north, you know, it's getting harder and harder to sell gas, you know. And so to try to work with EPA to not vent, you know, and then to minimize your flaring, what you do, you know, in our belief is that, you know, take your number of flares down from 5, 6, 7 down to 1 or 2. And so now you may be still flaring the same amount of gas, but you're only doing it in 1 or 2 points. You know, and then by now being able to lower your casing pressure on those wells, you can dramatically increase the production or keep the production where you would want it to have it when it's flaring. You know, because flaring, the whole point of flaring is to get bottle hole pressure as low as possible. You know, and so we also have a device, our hydraulic system, that's a standalone, and it not only can move gas, it can also move fluid. It's a multi-phase compressor. And so that works out in many instances, because in the Bakken, you have areas where you have maybe a mile or 2 miles at the flow line from one well to the battery. And just the back pressure that flow line produces holds formation pressure. And with our multi-phase compressor, we can push through all of that and still lower the casing pressure to the wellbore and thereby increase the oil production.
So is that pretty much what it boils down to, is the just the natural gas market, the price is too low for a lot of this flaring reduction to happen? Because you know as well as I do, for the last 10 years, they've been talking about reducing it. But if there's not a market there, there's not a lot of incentive, if you will. And it just seems to me very different, because there's such an abundance of this natural gas that you'd think that you'd want to capitalize on it as much as you can. Are you familiar with the natural gas market? Are you able to comment on that at all?
Well, you know, not only is the price low, but their capacity is low. You know, and they started drilling all these shale wells, and they get a large, much higher amount of gas per barrel of oil. So in order to get the oil, they have to deal with a large amount of gas, and then they want to send the gas to a gas plant, but the gas plant is, over capacity. And so the gas plant says, we can't handle any more gas. And so the operators go and say, well, if we can't send the gas to the gas plant, it's going to restrict our oil production. So the next, you know, solution they might have would be to flare it or to put it on a combustor. There are some groups in Canada that I've seen where they're actually taking the gas in mobile sites and converting it right into propane. Which I think that's a good way to do it. It costs a lot of money, but then there's also places where will convert diesel engines to run on natural gas. And I think that's something else too, that you know, a lot of oil companies, they converted more and more of their vehicles to run on natural gas, and that would help them to create their own market for what the product that they got, because it's just something they're throwing away now. Because of the flaring, but if they were able to capture all that gas and run all their fleet vehicles on it, then that's, you know, a pretty good savings too.
To listen to the full-length interview with Mark Lancaster with Permian Production Equipment, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. 3 different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? Nothing. You need a raise.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Stephen Robbins with Royal Creek Consulting.
Stephen Robbins, Vice President of Royal Creek Consulting.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for joining us today. And let's talk a little bit about, first off, what it is you guys do. Consultants, a little bit of a broad word. So let's talk a little bit about a definition of the company.
Well, Jason, we are a sales and business development consulting firm that we operate in the Northeast as well as South and West Texas. And we're getting ready to celebrate our one-year anniversary of being in business, and we are excited about where our future is headed.
So about a year ago, and I'll tell you what, you guys are another validation that getting into the communication business, getting into the sales business, the networking business, has really grown into its own little niche. I've seen a few other consulting companies like this pop up. Is that kind of, in a nutshell, what it is you guys are really doing, is kind of being that sales department or that sales force or that salesperson for, you know, those, I guess, who's your customer? I would guess it'd be small and mid-sized companies, but I can also see where bigger companies would use you guys.
Yeah, we've had a lot of, we've had great reception to the concept that we're putting into play, because a lot of companies are looking for alternative solutions, because doing the same thing over and over hasn't necessarily been effective for them. So granted, the traditional model of a sales employee is a good model, just for some of these newer startups as well as these mid-sized companies who have basically stalled. They're looking for something new, a new way or a new concept to bring their products and their service to the market. And what better way to do it than to team up with an experienced sales staff and then have them bring their products to the market for them. And as also, it creates a sense of comfort level, because these people have already vetted their customers, and so they know that these are true buyers and they're not just chasing, you know, down leads that may or may not buy, whereas we bring our clients in and we take them to people who are buying. And so it really cuts down on a lot of added time and expense in the sales department.
Oh, absolutely it does. And so you guys have been around for about a year. How is the growth factor growing? I can imagine that it's one of those things that either you're fortunate enough to grow at your own pace, or there's so much business out there, because you know as well as I do, the Permian's taken off, which means it's rippling into some of the other shale plays. The Bakken's doing very well as well. Talk to me a little bit about that growth factor that's going on with your guys' business.
So the overall growth of our company has been amazing, as well as within our clients that we represent. And we've actually gotten to a point where we want to continue to grow. We want to bring on additional clients, but we're very selective. We've been selective across the board, but we're very selective moving forward now, because we want to make sure that our time is adequately spent. And my partner and wife of 11 years, April, who is the president of our company, her and I have decided that we will take on additional clients as we progress, but they have to be the right fit. So we don't want to be just in business with anyone. And to say that we want to expand within our company is also a true statement, because we want to be able to offer our clients additional services outside of April and myself. And so by bringing in additional sales staff, we feel like we can really ramp up for our clients and give them the opportunity to tell us to slow down, which currently right now with the growth that the industry's in, no one's telling anyone to slow down, but we would like our, clients to have that option. So we're to say that we're growing would be a true statement.
Yeah, well, a few things I wrote down was momentum, because it seems like you got a grasp on how either in the energy industry or life, you just have to have that momentum that's continuously moving forward. And, you know, like in the energy industry, a lot of those guys, they don't want the rig count to go down to where they don't have any rigs, because then they got to go back and hire all the people back and do all that stuff that's going on right now. And, you know, that's the momentum of the business. So I wrote that down for one, is understanding that. But the other part, it seems like you guys really have an idea on that value of time, which is so important, because staying within the wheelhouse of your expertise in the energy industry is so important. And, you know, these oil companies are not afraid to outsource, and they're not afraid to, you know, look beyond their own expertise in order to get something done. That's kind of what I'm hearing when I listen to you. You know, you talk about trying not to take on too much business and bite off more than you can chew, and grow at a pace that's beyond. Talk to me a little bit about that specialized part that you guys are looking for. So, you know, you've mentioned that you're specifically looking for certain companies and everything. So who specifically are you guys looking for?
Well, we like to align ourselves with companies with the same core values and hold a high standard within their company. And we've met and interviewed a handful of companies over the last month, and we've actually walked away from it just because of it wasn't a good fit. One thing that we do offer for our customers and our clients is exclusivity within our contract. So if we represent a frac valve company that's based in Granbury, Texas, that has yards in the Northeast as well as West Texas, South Texas, and these guys, they've got isolation tools, 10K and 15K, pressure testing, and so on, and as well as wellhead work. But we would never represent another company that does the same services. So, and when we take on a client, we give them exclusive rights to our services. And by that, our exclusivity prohibits us from representing any company that provides the same services or supplies. And so that allows us to work hand in hand with our customers and our clients. And our clients are operating full transparency. There's a lot of inside information that we must have access to in order to adequately service a customer. And so we team up real well with the business development team that's already in place for the operations team. And so that's what we're looking for within new clients, is companies that have and hold a high standard for their, not only their field employees, but for their management team, as well as their CEOs and COOs. And so to summarize that, we're just looking specifically for companies that are ready to grow and poised to grow, but don't know how, but also have their foundation in place, that they have a good leadership, and I guess a good leadership in play, and we can tie into that and take them to the next level.
All right, then let's recap your company one more time in terms of contact information and everything else along those lines. The Royal Creek Consultants portion of it, Stephen Robbins, vice president, and his household, and also his company, because his wife, April, is the president. Did I hear that right? It's your wife that's the president of the company?
Yeah, the company and the house.
Yeah, exactly. So vice president in life and in profession, Royal Creek Consultants. How can somebody get in touch with you?
They can reach me by email, or they can even reach me by my cell phone. And my email is srobbins@royalcreekconsulting.com. And they can reach us at 540-742-1291.
To listen to the full-length interview with Stephen Robbins with Royal Creek Consulting, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know. I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Oh my God, stops when I go. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band. I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
I think it's a really exciting time for our young leaders today because leaders like Eric Hatch are changing the face of what it means to lead an organization or what it means to lead a brand. He's changing that. For many years, I think that the gold standard of leadership has been somebody who is very polished and has it all together or seemingly has it all together. And throughout the years, I think that we've now, especially with technology and social media, we are drawn to what's real.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Jeff Zarling with Roughneck Coffee.
What's going on with Roughneck Coffee?
So we're a small business development consulting firm in Williston, working with a number of different companies. And actually, the background story is I bought a grain elevator, looked for a way to redevelop it. And we've looked at craft breweries and talked to somebody about coffee. And over the last year and a half of talking about coffee and learning about it, and I like coffee, just kind of got into the business idea of creating a coffee, a good coffee, targeted to the people who are fueling America. And that's where Roughneck Coffee came from.
And give a plug for your other company, Dawa, which is where I met you a number of years ago. I want to say in Minneapolis, actually, at a conference. And then you hosted a number of conferences. I'm thinking of the Minot Investment Conference off the top of my head. Of course, then you do the oil and gas show up in Williston every year. But the reason I bring it up is we talk so much about the reinvention of business plans going on in the oil and gas world because of the technology. Our business, the media business, we were just talking before the air, we had to reinvent ourselves too and find a few different alternative revenue streams or whatever it might be. Talk to me a little bit about how you had to reinvent your business to accommodate with the oil and gas.
Yeah, well, I was in the IT industry in the 90s, moved my company to Williston, and we work with a lot of small businesses for a lifestyle, living in around family. And doing that in a town of 12,500 at the time, we had to, you know, apply our services to the marketplace, which is working with a lot of small companies. So you have to evolve and adapt to what their needs are. And you talk about the market changing in the media world and just in the oil and gas industry, everybody's changing. And like you were talking earlier, where people get their information from has changed. So helping our clients communicate who they are and what they do differently. Online, obviously, social media is a big part of that. So, yeah, you kind of have to be continually adapting.
Yeah, it's, you know, for me, 2009 really changed my whole outlook on things. I had a real estate publication, so I was forced to change. The oil and gas really opened my eyes. And in fact, you have a comment from one of our previous interviews that was in one of my music montages that I still tell people, I still reiterate, which is you were the first one to really let people in the Bakken know that you need to envelop yourself in the community by going to church with these people, by going to school with these people, that we're not just trying to make money off these people. No, we're slowly building a community together. Did that ever dawn on you?
Well, I mean, you know, my wife grew up in Williston, so I think what we had talked about at the time was about how all these people were descending on the Williston Basin and talking about the oil and gas industry ruining the community. But I think, and that was an outside perspective, mm-hmm. I don't think what they realized was the people of the area, we were the oil and gas industry,
right?
Been there since the 50s, since the 70s, since those previous, you know, boom cycles. So the people of the oil and gas industry were the people of the community. You know, that perception that it was us versus them was an outside perception. I think that's what we talked about a lot.
Yeah, it was. And I remember just going through these different oil and gas communities. And, you know, again, there was this outside perspective that when you get into the inside perspective, it's amazing how much of the communities really do embrace the overall industry because the energy economy is so vast. Talk to me about the energy economy all the way to where you've got Roughneck Coffee. So we'll tie it back in.
Well, the energy economy obviously is, you know, driving economic activity in North Dakota and western North Dakota. Obviously, we saw a large downturn there. Looks like we're seeing some increase in activity. But it impacts everything that we do, the businesses in the community, and how it's evolved. Well, you know, talking about what we're doing here, again, it's just Roughneck Coffee was created to celebrate the men and women of the oil and gas industry, right? And provide them a high-quality coffee brand. You know, when people think about specialty coffee, they think about, you know, maybe frou-frou coffee and maybe like the Seattle vibe and some of those type of things. This is good specialty coffee for the day-to-day. This is for the people who get their fingernails dirty.
I was going to say, I took a glass here and I'm drinking it, a mug, and it's what we used to call newspaper coffee, where it actually stains the side of the cup, so it's a pretty healthy, hearty cup of coffee. Kind of winding down here, and we're out in the Bakken here at the Williston Basin Oil and Gas Show, and like I mentioned, Jeff Zarling does a number of shows himself, so I'm going to give you the opportunity just to plug your business, and also, well, maybe we'll start off with, first talk about the coffee once again. What's the next steps with this? You've got a brand, you've got kind of a product now. Are you going to be in truck stops? Are you going to be at just conferences? What's the next step with Roughneck Coffee and then transition into a nice little plug for your current business?
Okay, so Roughneck Coffee, we sell roasted coffee, whole bean and ground, and related merchandise online and through special or select retailers, which in our case, we're leading with like Airgas On-Site Safety, who we're with today. They sell our products at their stores. That's where the oil and gas people go to get their PP&E and their safety training so they can pick up a bag of coffee while they're there. So, yeah. And as far as our oil show, we created that in 2011. Like I said, we were kind of in the mix of all this stuff that was going on. People needed a place to connect and conduct business because there were all these new companies and nobody knew who anybody was, and the traditional marketing wasn't working for them. So we just wanted to create like a business after hours, get about 20 companies together. And our first year, it was about 250 companies. So we were meeting a need. And now we're in our eighth year. And so it's the eighth annual Bakken Oil Product and Service Show. And it's products and services for people to connect and do business. There's no conference content, none of that stuff. It is That's where people go to see what's going on with products and services.
And this is an outdoor thing where a lot of people bring in a lot of the stuff, or no?
No, it's in the Raymond Center in Williston. So October 3rd and 4th this year. There's more information at BakkenOilShow.com.
BakkenOilShow.com. Okay, I know I've been in the past. It's been a few years because it is up in Williston.
Right.
You know, and that's where the heart is, though. I mean, you got to, you know.
Yeah, we attract the day-to-day guys. That's what we say. Some of these conferences are geared towards middle management and up and more strategic and you know, that kind of leadership group, talking strategy and that type of thing and investment. We attract the day-to-day people out in the field from the production foreman and some of the optimization engineers down to, again, the guys getting their fingernails dirty.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do, some of these trade shows are only for engineers, are only for water engineers, are only for, and yours is just the day-to-day guys. Anybody can come, but that's who you really cater to.
Yep.
Okay.
A lot of the day-to-day guys and gals. I mean, there's a lot
of women. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were at the job fair a couple weeks ago, and one of our biggest fans, she's a heavy equipment operator for B&G Oilfield Services. So,
okay.
Yeah, she loves our stuff.
Jeff Zarling, thank you.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jeff Zarling with Roughneck Coffee or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. When you believe in two, and there's only you, cuddle in with a blanket, there's a certain thing that I hear ringing that you got your mind blown. Show you something that's never been shown. Your mind blown, your mind blown, and that's all you need to know. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band. You feel a little dizzy. You're talking kind of silly like you have plans to save the world. Just remember your past will only last if you don't take off your mask. The inside is warm. You've been wishing you never been born. All I can say is that you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown. Mind blown, your mind blown. I'll show you something that's never been shown. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host. Up next, we're going to hand the baton off to multimedia kidjapreneur Otis as he talks with Blue Weber from Artnest ND and then Tony Moss with Continental Resources. This is multimedia kidjapreneur Otis with Kids in Capitalism and his KidCast.
Hello, my name is Otis with Kids in Capitalism at Dacno Gaming Esports Day. And today I am with Blue Weber, Artnest, and we're going to ask him some questions. So the first question is, do you work or own a company?
So I actually do a little bit of both. I work for the Downtown Development Association here in town, and I also, I'm one of the co-founders of Artnest.
Okay. That's pretty neat.
Thanks.
What was your first job?
So I was about 8 years old, and my parents had just gotten divorced. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
But to help my mom out, I actually started working as a janitor with her, cleaning offices. We lived around town and cleaned offices. It was actually a lot of fun, basically getting to vacuum and not think anything.
What's your favorite video game?
I would say that my favorite video game is probably... I'd probably go Final Fantasy VII.
Is that the one with Cloud?
Yeah. Cloud and Sephiroth.
Yeah.
It is, I mean, everything about it is just fantastic. It's hard to beat.
Any advice for young entrepreneurs? besides not stuttering?
Honestly, so this is kind of a weird one. One of my favorite people on the planet is an urban development person named Jane Jacobs. And her statement on the world was, every city has the capability to provide something for everyone as long as those people are willing to work towards that. And I think that kind of says exactly what it is for young people.
Yeah.
Get out there and do stuff, just like you're doing, man. Just like, the more you work, the better the world around you becomes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more question.
Yeah.
Is your name really Blue?
It is. It's my middle name. So my parents are like these old dirty hippies.
Oh.
So I'm named after a song by Bob Dylan. So that is literally my name.
All right. Well, thanks for being here and doing the interview.
Thanks, man. Let's go play Robo Recall.
Yeah, let's go play Robo Recall.
Oh, well, you build the bridge and I'll hammer on the harmony. After a hard week's work, we'll need a mighty fine melody.
Hello, my name is Otis with Kids of Capitalism KidCast, and today we're here with Tony Moss with Continental Resources. And we're going to ask you some questions. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. What was your first job?
My first job was a pharmacy technician at my father's pharmacy, actually. He got
pharmacy
me to work
technician.
There. Yeah, when I was about 16 and started working there with him and kind of taught me how to work hard and be in school, and it was a good job.
All right.
A lot of fun.
Why did you go into the energy industry?
I think a big part of it for me was just being able to apply a science that I really loved from an early age. I always was interested in rocks and earth processes and all that kind of stuff. And so being able to find an industry where I could apply that knowledge and then be able to kind of make a difference in the world. You know, everyone uses energy, and it's pretty cool to be involved in supplying that for the world. So.
Here's our last question. What advice do you have for young entrepreneurs like myself? I always get messed up on the question.
No,
I don't know why.
I'd say find something that interests you and really pursue that. You know, for me, I never knew exactly what I was going to do with geology, but it really interested me, and so I kind of explored the avenues of how I could apply that and make a career out of it. So definitely find something that you really enjoy doing and that you want to kind of make your future. So that would be my advice.
All right. Well, thank you,
thank
Mr.
you very
Moss,
much.
For
Absolutely.
Taking the time out of your day to let me do an interview. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
And I think that concludes our interview. Cut the camera.
Once again, that was multimedia kidjapreneur Otis and his KidCast with Blue Weber with Artnest ND and Tony Moss Continental Resources. To check out other Kids in Capitalism features, visit kidsincapitalism.com. That's kidsincapitalism.com. The Crude Life is a proud sponsor and mentor of Kids and Capitalism.
Who wrote the songs of living? And now it's our souls live. For the giving, we already know how it's done.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Giving your stuff away, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do, put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too. Minnie's a crooked woman, diamonds on every hand, tricking mother for you everywhere she lands. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do, put your stuff on the market, or you can make a million too. Quick, Jack, who don't jump over the candlestick? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do, put your stuff on the market, or you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Sign on the front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Nothing.
You need a raise.
Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.